When the Prophet ﷺ was approached by people and the public would ask the Prophet ﷺ about the message of Islam, the Prophet ﷺ would often recite the Quran to these people. Amongst them was this great leader of Mecca, who was also known as the father of Khalid bin Walid. Walid ibn al-Mughira once approaches the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, trying to propose an option where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could be convinced and he would slow down his commitment to the message of Islam. After he gives his side of proposals, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam silently listens and then he recites the Quran to one of the greatest leaders of Mecca, one of the most eloquent people of Mecca, one of the most influential people of Mecca, someone who understands the language of Arabic, someone who is one of the most educated people in the city of Mecca. When he listens to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recite the beautiful verses of the Quran, faraqqalaha, he becomes soft and he becomes emotional. And then he leaves the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's gathering. Mecca was betting on Walid ibn Mughira to convince the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the Quran, it looked like Walid ibn Mughira was convinced by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the language and the beauty and the eloquence of the Quran had impacted him in such a way that he became silent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this in the Quran. Dharni wa man khalaqtu wahida وَجَعَلْتُ لَهُ مَالًا مَمْدُودًا وَبَنِينَ شُهُودًا وَمَهَّدْتُ لَهُ تَمْهِيدًا ثُمَّ يَطْمَعُ أَنْ أَزِيدَ كَلَّا إِنَّهُ كَانَ لِآيَاتِنَا عَنِيدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the effect the Quran had on Walid al-Mughira. He goes home, he starts to reflect, and Abu Jahl finds out. And they were from the same tribe, Al-Makhzum. Abu Jahl comes to Walid al-Mughira, to his pal, to the buddy, to a colleague, and he says, the people of Mecca are gathering money to offer you. And they're gathering gifts and options where they can give you. And he's like, what is going on here? Why is everyone gathering money for me? I'm the wealthiest person in Mecca. I don't need anyone's money. So Abu Jahl says that they fear that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has influenced you. So when they offer you this money, you can retract your position on accepting Islam. Wow, money. So they're bribing him not to accept Islam. So Walid al-Mughira, his personality was, he was a chief also, got very offended. He said, dharni, seriously? You think I need your money? You think I need your bribe? You think I need any form of substitute wealth that can help me, convince me not to accept Muhammad's message? Leave me alone. إِنَّهُ فَكَّرَ وَقَدَّرَ فَقُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرَ. Allah speaks about him contemplating, thinking about the idea of Islam, but of course he was arrogant. Allah says, إِنَّهُ كَانَ لِآيَاتِنَا عَنِيدًا. He was arrogant. He was hostile to the truth, and his arrogance became a barrier from him accepting Islam. Once when Mecca told him this, he said to the people of Mecca, listen, you know me. You know how wealthy I am. Not only do you know that, you also know how influential I am when it comes to the language of the Quran. And he says, Wallahi, ma minkum rajulun a'rifu bil-ash'ari minni. No one knows more poetry than me. Wala a'lamu birajzihi wala biqasidihi minni. Nobody knows the eloquence, the rhythmatic sequence of poetry better than me. Wala bi ash'ar al jinn. No one knows the language of even jinns better than me. Wallahi ma yushbi alladhi yaqul shay'an min hadha. The words the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reciting has nothing to do with poetry or any form of eloquence that you've heard. This man is saying something beyond human speech. Wa wallahi inna liqawli alladhi yaqulu halawa. I swear, the words that Prophet ﷺ is sharing is nothing but sweet. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْهِ لَطَّلَاوَى. It has this beauty and eloquence. وَإِنَّهُ لَمُثْمِرٌ أَعْلَاهُ مُغْذِقٌ أَسْفَلُ. It's so beautiful that the words is full of fruits and depth. مُغْذِقٌ أَسْفَلُ. And deep down in its roots, it's also very rich. وَإِنَّهُ لَيَعْلُو وَلَا يُعْلَى. The words of Allah is going to prevail over every form of speech. وَإِنَّهُ لَيُحَطِّمُ مَا تَحْتَهُ. And eventually anything that comes in front of the Quran will have to recede. He was affected, but guidance is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we listen to the Quran and we get impacted and we get affected, we also have to translate this into guidance. وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدًى وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. Those who are guided, but when they hear the Quran, their guidance intensifies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, the believer, how they get impacted. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. When the verses of God are recited in front of these people who have belief, their iman intensifies. This is how we're supposed to be affected by the Quran. Some people were affected. They appreciated the Quran was true. They recognized this is not the speech of a human, but to be impacted in a way that it translates into guidance is something that we need to seek. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow the Quran to transform our faith into a way that is most appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where we hear the Quran and it becomes actions. Where we listen to the Quran, it becomes our life.